Okay, we are live. This is Jason Yun with Yun Strength and Fitness Systems. We are doing a live call going over the paleo diet. We have a great interview set up today. On September 17th, we're going to be starting up our paleo challenge. It's a 30-day paleo challenge. It's also going to be kicking off our basically our new nutritional philosophy for Yun Strength and Fitness. And we have a paleo master and expert, Matt Jennings. I met Matt through a fitness mastermind group that we do in Louisville, Kentucky. And he runs his boot camps in New Jersey, but I'll let him introduce himself. I'm sure he can do a better job than that. So how you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on this call, for sure. I get excited about this stuff. Nutrition plays such a major role in what we do. So it's good to share information.
Okay, very cool. Why don't you tell the people who you are, what you do in New Jersey out there?
We have a relatively new facility here on the Jersey Shore. We are currently named Matt Jennings Boot Camps, and we're shortly changing that name, and our boot camps program will be under the guise of Matt Jennings Fitness Revolution. So it's part of a franchise system that I've been involved with for the last couple of years, and just changing kind of the programs, adding some programs, and so we'll be under Matt Jennings Fitness Revolution with Matt Jennings Boot Camps and our Spin and Fusion, our Iron Sprints, and other programs that we're going to be developing in the near future.
Okay, sounds very cool. So you're a big paleo believer, right?
Big paleo believer.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
You know, that's funny because if you were to ask me as a professional and being involved in this industry, and I'd have to say 6 years since I was familiar with the term paleo diet or hunter-gatherer concept in nutrition. But if I look back at my previous life when I was a bodybuilder, back in the early and mid 60s, when we used to use the term during pre-competitive season of clean eating, clean, that was basically a paleo diet. You know, when you look back at it, it was basically, you know, lean meats and plenty of, you know, protein from those sources, and a lot of fish and some beef, chicken, a lot of chicken. Jesus, there's so much back then. And I remember it to nauseam, and a lot of vegetables, you know, modest amounts of fruits. And we even understood then, you know, we looked at, you know, we knew as bodybuilders that carbohydrates would have to be significantly reduced to bring our body fat to relatively low levels. I remember eating more nut butters and not so much nuts, but definitely eating some of the nut butters back then as well. And you know, just very, very, I guess if we would eat starches, it would be a little bit of rice here and there, and maybe sweet potato now and again. But that was just to fuel some of the training, because we would train very commonly twice a day. And so you did need to get some of those carbohydrates in your body to be able to resume a training session from you know, later in the afternoon after a pretty big training session earlier in the day. So we did have some carbs in our diet as far as starches and a little bit of fruits. But it was you know, I look back at it, it would be something similar to what Fry and Lauren Cordain wrote a number of years ago, called the Paleo Diet for Athletes. That was basically it. Yep. But I've been, you know, for 6 years, very conscious of it being a you know, commonly known as a paleo diet. That's the diet I follow, and my family, and most of, at least we're sharing the information with our members, but a good majority of our members are as well familiar with the paleo diet, and use it to some, maybe some loose degree, but they're familiar with it. And so, you know, some people who have been using it with more consistency and you know, a larger degree of their nutrition is that kind of source, they do awesome with it. So you see that, you do see the contrast in people who follow it a little bit more strict, and others that don't. So we definitely know it works for a number of reasons.
Okay.
And but we do see it in the physiques and the strength and the recovery capabilities of the people who take the paleo diet concept a little bit more seriously.
Okay. Cool. Very cool. Well, what would you say like the benefits of going into a paleo in terms of like health and performance and anything else that you can think of?
The benefits are a myriad. We have performance. We look at that, the recovery between training sessions. A lot of people that we work with are, they're my age. They're middle aged. I'm just shy of my 47th birthday, and I'd say the majority of our members are, the average age would be 40. And the longer you live and you make insult to the body through poor lifestyle and nutrition choices, you kind of pay for it. So we had a lot of people. This is the biggest improvement I see. I'm not hurting so much, and my energy level is much better. Those are the two significant ones. And then the byproduct of everything else, putting the proper nutrition in your body, I mean, resolves a lot of the other issues like sleeping issues. So that might be, and certainly is, part and parcel to recovery capabilities and performance throughout the day and their energy levels. So their sleeping patterns are greatly enhanced. We see people getting leaner, stronger. The nutrition that's so dense in the paleo diet is it's something that if you look at it and understand that we're the whole idea of food is to nourish every single cell in the body. The density in the nutrition in the paleo diet is significant. So, we see improvements across the board. Less infections as far as sinus infections that people were chronically getting throughout, different seasons. They're no longer getting them. I mean, it's a myriad of things. I mean, I like to, consider the body fat loss, the weight loss. That definitely occurs. But for me, that's just another byproduct that is maybe number five on my list of something that is important. It's always important, I think, to most people that come in our program, but I like to see the performance and all the other things happen first, and then watch what happens after that. How much, people that follow this program, you see those improvements, and they love those improvements, and so they make a really consistent change in their eating styles, and then you see the weight drop off and all the other stuff happen as well, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. When I first got in, I started it in January 2010. And I just did it for 6 weeks. I lost like 10 pounds like that.
Yeah,
So, I mean, yeah,
it happens easy. I mean, you kind of you get you really kind of get into it after you start feeling, the changes in your body and how good you feel, and possibly didn't realize how awful you might have felt prior to, taking on this type of eating, this nutrition plan. So it's, it kind of it's something that kind of you don't want to give it up. You feel too good, and so anyway, your performance throughout, all areas of your life just improve.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, like I said, I started in January 2010, and when I was thinking about doing it, one of the things that I thought was going to be pretty hard to give up was my milk. So I usually consumed like 3 gallons of skim milk a week. But when I did it, it wasn't that hard for me. But what would you say, for people switching to the paleo, what would you say the hardest thing, is for them usually?
I wouldn't say dairy. Dairy's on the list, but the top would be the pastas, the breads, a lot of the products that are, the baked goods for the most part, gluten-containing foods that they seem to have the most difficulty with.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've had a couple since I've announced the challenge. I've had a couple people say, it's gonna be impossible for me to give up sugar, or it's gonna be impossible for me to give up my candy. I've got a sweet tooth. I can't give that up. What do you say to people like that they absolutely cannot give up sugar or grains or pasta?
Well, it can get to in different conversations that I have different responses depending on who I'm speaking with, but then I would say this, then all right, cool, then I assume that you're there, you're definitely satisfied or happy with your results so far with what we're doing here at the program and your own nutrition program. You're absolutely satisfied with it, so that's awesome. Maybe you don't have to give up these things. So I kind of throw that question at them and let them say, well, no, but no, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. And then you kind of delve back into the ideas of, okay, are these choices that you're making in these foods, if you want to call them foods, are they bringing you health? Are they bringing you better performance? Are they making you better, or are they making you worse? Because I look at it as a black and white. If it's not making you better, it's making you, worse. And whatever that term means, worse in health and how you feel and your energy levels, your performance, your weight loss abilities, all those things. And so I kind of pose the question to them and let them kind of mull it over a little bit to see, what's really important and what their goals are. And then ask them, hey man, are your goals, are your wants strong enough? Like, why do you, reevaluate or visit the reasons why you came to us to help you, achieve these goals? Are your wants big enough? Because if they are, then you'll make these changes, and they don't have to be abrupt changes, just small things in the elimination. Hey, well, let's just try eliminate just maybe a couple meals a week of these foods that you so much enjoy, and let's see how you feel. Let's just do it that way instead of going cold turkey, and just kind of an elimination process, and let them be the judge of what kind of improvements that they've been experiencing since they've done these things. Whether it's eliminating some of the dairy in their diet, maybe not all of it, but some of it, some of the starches that they might enjoy, the pastas, some of the breads, and things like that, and just slowly eliminating just a couple meals a week of those types of foods, and see what the response is.
Definitely. Just a little discipline.
It's just a little discipline. It sure is. And it feeds on itself. I mean, once people start really realizing, they get the patterns. When I eat these particular foods, I don't feel so very good. When I do not eat these foods, I feel awesome. And they'll start making these patterns. So at times I ask people to have a goof off and just make note of how you feel the next day or later on that day. And then understand that there's a pattern, and there is a connection between the foods you choose to put in your bodies, and the reaction you're going to get from that.
Right. Definitely. All right. Cool. Well, just a couple more questions for you here. Is there any resources you turn to, information like recipes, guidelines, or blogs in regards to paleo?
There's a lot of great resources out there. I mean, if you Google anything paleo, but you can simply Google paleo diet recipes, that will come up, and you'll find online, I mean, everything pretty much done for you, recipes and some of the guidelines as far as implementing the paleo diet into your everyday life. But there's so much. Rob Wolf has robwolf.com, Rob, ROB. WOLFF. He wrote the Paleo Solution, I think, in 2010. And Lauren Cordain, who actually started really bringing to light to the masses the idea of the paleo diet, Rob Wolf was one of his students actually in graduate work, and worked with Lauren Cordain, and wrote a book a few years ago, and it's a very good book. I like I like for people to read and understand and know why they're making a decision. So the Paleo diet, the first one that Loren Cordain wrote back, I think in 2006, that's a fine one. But then he, I guess his editors got a hold of him and said, "Hey man, we can make some improvements with this, and let's make it a little bit more user friendly, and also throw a lot of examples in how people have introduced this type of eating into their life, and have made significant improvements in their health as far as autoimmune diseases, which is a real significant benefit that implementing this type of nutrition plan into your lifestyle. They've seen so many improvements in them, so many autoimmune diseases go into remission. So, and it's completely, backed up with the science that he uses in these books. And but the last one, the Paleo Answer, from Loren Cordain, I think he wrote it 2 years ago. It's just really reader friendly, fairly quick read. Give it a couple of days and you're done with the book, and then you understand what the whys of and the why nots of certain food choices. He's got some of his recipes in the back and some kind of daily plans to implement right away in the back of the book, as far as a program, Monday through Friday meal suggestions and all that stuff. The Paleo Diet Cookbook is another one, just loaded with 150 recipes in that. It's loaded for breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, beverages. A lot of good ideas of when you go out to the restaurant, what food choices are, or entree choices you can make, so you can stay fairly consistent with it even on the road. For athletes, we recommend, and when I work with my athletes, and mostly the wrestlers, I give them all a copy of the Paleo Diet for athletes, just because they're training with some frequency in the gym. They've got wrestling practice every day. They've got meets on weekends. Some of these guys even go on their nights off. If you ever really have a night off, they'll go to a local wrestling like a clinic, and so they're always active. And so that's a strict paleo diet. The way we would understand a strict paleo diet probably would be a little bit depleting for them, because they're just always, active and pretty intensely active during the pre and on season. So we recommend the Paleo Diet for athletes for them.
Okay.
But there's tons of resources, a lot of stuff online that's for free.
Yep. Paleo Solution was what got me into it, all of this. So,
Yeah,
very good book.
so you're familiar with him. Yeah, very good book.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
the guy, he, like I said, he's got robwolf.com. He's got that blog, and he goes through, there's some podcasts there, and he goes through a lot of topics, a lot of topics, everything from strength training to some celiac disease, and then a lot of specific stuff pertaining to the paleo or hunter-gatherer nutrition.
Yep, definitely. Okay. Just final question. What would you say your favorite paleo meal or favorite food is?
Well, anything slow cooked. My wife Kathy makes a lot of things with in our crock pot, and she actually just did that yesterday. And she'll use anything from sausage or any of the red meat cuts,
Okay.
chicken. We use all grass fed. We do our best to find sources where it's not only grass fed but grass finished. So we get a great, a great protein with the right fatty acid profile in there too. So just really good healthy protein sources there. She uses the exact ingredients I wouldn't know, but and with like the slow, she'll use the slow cooker. She'll use some of the cuts. The meat, because they are a little bit tough sometimes, so you do want to slow cook them. But she'll throw every vegetable you can think of in there. Let it just, put some broth in there, some organic broths in there, and let it just slow cook all day, and you've got a meal for several days. It's just awesome. So, anything I tend, especially this time of year, it's getting colder. Anything in a slow cooker, it's easy to do. You throw it on the crock pot, and then you've got several meals for the next couple of days. And so, anything you can think of, but really important in as far as the paleo lowering for gains concerned is getting meat sources that are either if it's fish, wild caught, or grass fed, and if you can, grass finished meats.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Well,
You're welcome, brother.
anything else you'd like to add before we get off here?
I one of the reasons I like this, and you probably would agree, it's the most common sense way to nourish our bodies, the paleo way. I think it's people look at it as a trend, and it absolutely isn't. I mean, if you look at a lot of the history of our ancestors, pre-industrial era, I mean, that's what they were doing. They're hunting and gathering. So whatever the land provided was what they would feed on. So if you there's so many trendy diets that are truly trendy diets, and you hear that every year. Someone comes out with a new diet book, and people are saying, "I'm going to try this one. Maybe this one is the magic bullet, and I'll try this one." And they seem to fail with great consistency because there's flaws in the plan. There, if you look at the paleo menu, and just look at it as these are the food groups that you eat, lean meats, vegetables, some fruit, raw nuts and seeds, occasionally eating starches and no sugar. That's pretty defendable. It's pretty defendable if you're going to have a conversation with someone and say, these are the food groups I choose from because, I truly believe they best nourish my body, and I certainly, follow that and can be, an example that it is an incredible way to nourish your body. And there's nothing else in there that I think someone can say, well, I disagree with you. You can't disagree with what, Mother Nature's provide for us. And everything else seems to be, looking at other foods and diets, and a lot of the stuff out there is processed foods. And it might work. It might help you lose weight. It might be something that's looking at calories and looking at meals or portion control meals, and I guess you can do that with any kind of way of eating and possibly lose weight. But this is really providing health. We want to look at healthful eating, and then the weight loss and all that other stuff comes later on, or shortly later on. So it's just it's simple for me. It's what I believe in. It's what I advocate. I don't push it on anybody. They can make the food choices that they're possibly more comfortable with, or just take some of the concept in the paleo diet and use it at their discretion. But at the end of the day, I just like looking at it as, hey, this is something that's always there for you. I believe it's always the right choice, and pretty simple to implement if you're willing to do so.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm sure my listeners and whoever's going to listen to this got a lot of out of this. So, if you do have any questions, I'll post this on my blog. I'll send it to you, Matt. And if any of my people have any questions, you can just leave a comment, ask a question, and I'll try to answer it as best I can. But
Cool, absolutely.
again,
Hey, the best to you to the September 17th launch of this. They're going to do great. They're going to do awesome, and all my best.
okay. Well, thank you very much, Matt. I
All right, my
guess I
man.
will talk to you later.
Cool, Jason. Thanks, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.